Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are, in the time continuum of ownership, from startup to growth to divestiture, we've got something you can read or listen to or watch there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Brandon Steiner. Many of you know who Brandon is. He's one of the great sports memorabilia experts and entrepreneurs. He's the author of his new book. It's called You Gotta Have Balls. It's all about how you go from having nothing as a kid and to becoming a successful business owner and a pretty prominent one. Brandon, thanks again for hanging out with us. Is anywhere you want to send us to find your book and to find you?
Well, here's first of all, if you go to brandonsteiner.com, you know, there's a deal right now on the book, and you get a gift card for Steiner Sports.
All right. S-T-E-I-N-E-R, by the way.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So if you go to Brandon Steiner, you should register for the blog, and then there's a deal for the book. You can always go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, your local bookstore. But brandsteiner.com, you get the blog. I got to give one quick tip. And first of all, if you're ever not feeling well, you need somebody to host the show. I'm coming in. I'll host that show in a heartbeat. I love your show.
Oh, thanks, Brandon.
I love it. I mean, I'm going to your website now. I got to figure out how I can listen to this show. Because I think you should start off every morning with some business tips. But I have one tip I want to give you this morning for small business. And for people that aren't working, people that are struggling. I think one of the keys is you have to find joy. And you got to find fun in the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a blog the other day about, you know, what's better than the uncalculated risk? You know, we all take calculated risks. That's not real risk. But to be an entrepreneur and to really have a small business, you have to take an uncalculated risk. I mean, it's fourth and inches, and you throw the bomb. The suicide squeeze when you're up one run, and they don't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yeah.
You know, there's something to be said when you do that little thing that no one ever expects, and it comes out of nowhere, and you say, "What the f?" You know, what the hell?
And you know what's amazing? What's amazing about that, Brandon? I remember the first big corporate customer I got to be a sponsor of my show, back when we were just getting off the ground, and they said yes, and somebody said, "Wow, how did you get them to be your sponsor?" I mean, they were amazed that I pulled it off. And you know what I said? I said, I asked them.
What did they say?
They said yes. But I'm just saying that. But my point is, sometimes people, what other people think is throwing the long ball is this incredible, you know, thing that you're pulling off. Basically, maybe you just need to go ask them.
Well, I'll give you a quick story on that note. And that's a perfect story because, you know, just because you get a no five times, a six could be a yes. I remember coming home from high school, and I had 760 on my SATs combined. So my mom, I said, "Mom, I don't know how I'm going to go to college." I was at a pass-fail high school. So I go to see the guidance counselor, Mrs. Saunders, at Dewey High School in Coney Island. And you know what she says to me? "I don't think you can go to college. I think you should go to a trade school." I come home, I'm crying. My mother says, "Listen, do you realize how poor we are? I want you to find the most expensive school in New York State. You're going to get an accounting degree. You're a smart kid. You're the treasurer of the high school. You're going to go to college." So I go up to Syracuse, and I get a full scholarship to Syracuse University. Changed my life. So, you know, if you listen to your guidance, you can't listen to everybody.
That's right.
You know, you should always, you never know when your next opportunity is right around the corner. And I love the word no. Bring me all the no's. I tell all my sales guys, come in here and bring me the no's. I'll take care of the no's.
Well, I'll tell you
I'll
what.
Take care of the difficult people.
If you're a really, really great salesperson, if you walk in and somebody says yes right off the bat, that's the most frightening thing that you can hear. Because when I hear somebody say yes right off the bat, that makes me think they're not really engaged. You know what I mean?
Well, every now and then you're entitled to get a little lucky and get a quick yes.
Sometimes you get lucky.
I would say it's not.
Sometimes you get lucky, but anyway. So tell us about buying the Yankee Stadium. I got to tell my audience about this.
Well, you know, it was a little bit of a ballsy proposition because, you got $11.5 million to buy the stadium from the city. We partnered up with the Yankees, and it was another $5 million in some fixed costs. So you got $16.5 million, and then it was a little more, couple other million for some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to, I thought it was the best stadium on the planet.
Right.
I thought it was special.
Yeah.
I didn't want to just knock it down and just take the best assets and sell the expensive
stuff. It's my, I've been there several times. I went there in the 50s. First time I went there was in the 50s.
Now, if you go to SteinerSports.com, you will see there's the Yankee Steiner Collection. In my view, and no one's ever done this with taking down a building or a ballpark, I sold everything. We lifted the grass, we freeze-dried it. We sold almost $25 million of dirt, not only from that stadium, but
last time I was in New York, didn't I see some cufflinks that had some pieces of the stadium in it?
So we made cufflinks from the bench, from the seats, from the bases. We sold the seats, the seat backs, the speakers around the stadium, every sign in the stadium. We cut the foul poles up. We cut the walls, everything. So it's like we put a whole collection together. And what's nice is I wanted to make sure that there was something for everyone. So there's stuff on there for 34
One
bucks,
man's garbage. You put on steroids the old story of one man's garbage is another man's treasure.
Well, I'm the white man's version of Sanford and Son. There's no question. I'm proud of it.
Hey,
sold more dirt.
Hey, Brandon,
I've sold more grass.
Come back another day?
Oh no, we gotta hang out. And on the next show, let's give away some signed baseballs as well.
Hey, you got it automatic for that one. Good for you, Brandon Steiner, ladies and gentlemen. SteinerSportsMemorabilia.com. Is that right?
SteinerSports.com or BrandonSteiner.com.
Okay, either one of those. The book is called You Gotta Have Balls. He has, folks, as you know, and he'll be back another day. Thanks, Brandon. See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
How's the presentation coming along?
Oh, it's going to be great.
Hallelujah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.